Good morning, everyone.
Maybe I'll talk a little bit here over by the microphone. How's the volume? Can you hear me okay? Okay. So I'm going to talk about an experiment in a longer-term organic farming system experiment by Jennifer Reeve, and I'm just going to talk a little bit about the microbial communities and enzyme activities in this system today. Okay, so we're looking mostly at soil extracellular enzyme activities, mostly in the nitrogen cycling arena, and also functional genes for some of those in this system. So we look at the abundance of selected genes and also using real-time PCR, and also some of the enzymes we're looking at are the nitrogen mineralization enzymes, such as proteases, chitinases, urease, and then nitrification-related ammonia monooxygenase and nitrite oxidoreductase. The study site is called, they were originally called transitional plots. They're now a certified organic. And the cover crop is the main plot effect. And there are millet, buckwheat, and legume. And there is no treatment here that does not have a cover crop. So the cover crop effect is on the type of cover crop. And the rotation selected, we're looking, it's a five-year rotation, so it's a fairly complicated plan, but we're looking at mostly the nitrogen source effects, the cover crops supply nitrogen, but also then we have, within that cover crop, we have no amendment, manure, and compost, and mostly I'm going to be talking about that effect today. Okay, so here's some outcomes of the on organic carbon levels in the soil, and I will also mention that this soil is highly calcareous, so we have a large proportion of inorganic carbon as well, but I'll talk about the organic carbon changes. So what you can see here are the, see if I can get this. There we go. So the colors of the bar, I'll start out and just say that we found no effect statistically on the type of the cover crop that was before these three systems. So I'm only going to be talking about the nitrogen amendments of either no amendment, composted steer manure, or fresh steer manure. So. So this is the control, no amendment. Here is the composted steer manure and the fresh manure. And I'm showing the results from three dates, two fall dates, and then a midsummer date. And so here's the nitrate in the fall. We have quite a bit lower nitrate values, but still significantly different by treatment of N source. And then in the summer, which is shortly after the cover crops have been incorporated, and then the manures or compost is added right after the cover crop incorporation at that same time, you can see the large, fairly large levels of nitrate up to 50 milligram per kilogram in the soils due to the large input of nitrogen from the cover crop, but also some from the manure or compost. Okay, so what happened to soil enzymes? Mostly the soil enzymes were increased both by the manure and the compost. In a few cases, they were different between the manure and the compost. So the composted manure is more stable, doesn't turn over quite as fast, doesn't have as much available nitrogen right at the beginning. But for most cases, there wasn't a strong difference. Urease did have the effect of the manure having a higher amount in the fresh manure than in the compost over here. Most of the others, you see that just the addition of that additional organic matter on top of the cover crop inputs was a statistically significant difference. Okay, what about the nitrogen transformation gene abundance? These were mostly increased by both compost and manure over the no amended soil in the background of fairly high levels due to the compost integration. For the most part, no, some of these didn't have any statistical difference. How about the rates? I didn't mean to go quite that fast, but it's okay. The rates, we see net nitrogen mineralization increased more by manure than by the compost, and net nitrification also increased. The nitrification potential increased, and this is the case where the manure amendment in most cases had a higher level of effect than the composted manure by itself. We also saw an increase in the denitrification potential. So what does this mean? These are all can be related then to the potential for nitrogen loss or nitrogen availability to plants, but in some of these cases then we're looking at excess nitrate production and then the potential for denitrification loss. If we, one of the areas that we work in a lot is nitrification, so we look at the different contributions of the ammonia oxidizing archaea versus the ammonia oxidizing bacteria in this case, and we did see an effect of the difference between the compost and the manure, and both of which were higher numbers of the ammonia oxidizing bacteria, which tend to have a higher kinetic rate of nitrification. The archaeal ammonia oxidizers showed no difference. And then that matches with, you look at potential activity by the bacteria versus the archaea, we also saw an increase in the activity of the ammonia oxidizing bacteria. Interestingly enough, we also did see that increase in the in the archaea, although the rates you can see are lower for the ammonia oxidizing archaea versus the bacteria, but both were affected by the addition of the additional carbon and nitrogen in either the manure or the compost. Okay, so if we put this all together in a principal component analysis, you can see the colors relate to the date of sampling, and the shape of the symbol relates either to the control as square or the compost as round and the manure as stars. And so soil function, so this would be the enzyme activities and nitrification potentials, denitrification potentials, are shifted by the dates, of course, by the fall versus the summer date, and the proximity to the fertilization, and then also the by the treatment itself, there's also a shift. Okay. The functional genes, not as well separated, but also separation by date and time, and you can see the statistics here with a PERMNOVA, and both the nitrogen treatment and the sampling time are significant, but the effect of cover crop was not significant, so it's not shown here in the symbols. And remember, that's not the absence of a cover crop, it's just the different types of the cover crop within this system. Okay, so we saw that organic nitrogen fertilizer had a stronger effect than the type of the cover crop on soil function and the functional gene abundance. Nitrification and denitrification, because they're increased by those organic N amendments, but the increase was higher with the manure, so that would suggest that manure versus the composted manure has a higher potential for nitrogen loss in this system. The activity of both the bacterial and archaeal ammonia oxidizers was increased by these organic amendments, and their activities were higher in the manure treatment versus the compost. And so we have some information here that can be used to link between the microbial communities and the biogeochemical functions, particularly nitrification, but also some for nitrogen mineralization. And just thank you to all my co-investigators. graduate students. Special shout out to Yang Uyang, who did most of this work.
I have a question.
Yeah.
The question is, the manure source was steer manure?
No, this was steer manure.
Steer manure.
Okay.
Okay. And your compost, what was the age of the compost? Was it all composted out? Was it a bit green?
I would say it was more on the older side. So that was also it's a commercial compost in our area that comes from a meat processing plant. So it's steer manure, but also has mixed into it some of the,
potch manure.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's probably composted out.
Pretty much, yeah. It's much more stable. So it has, so we were matched, the application rates were matched on total N. So
I would make a comment that I use compost, that I have access to a compost from potch manure and plant clippings, and I always take something that's about 75% compost. It's much more biologically active in the soil, so I like it a little bit on the green side,
right?
Because you can see it a little bit on the soil health and some of the nutrient cycling versus a very finished product where there's no active carbon left and it's like a fertilizer. Now, what I think your results would have been different had you used a green material versus a. Because I find that when you use livestock manure, that the compost is better than the livestock manure when it's green.
Right.
Would have been an interesting part of your study.
Yeah, I think that the quality of the compost is certainly, will it have an effect on these results, for sure.
Nice presentation. I see a lot of the data. I mean, it makes sense, right? You add compost, all these indicators of biological activity go up. Have you thought about exploring ratios of the enzymes, or looking at some way to normalize the enzymes for microbial biomass or something to dive a little bit in more detail into some of these data?
So we do have microbial biomass numbers on these same soils and some additional enzymes, and also we do have metagenomes on these soils too. So we have microbial community both for bacteria and fungi. So there's, you know, this is really kind of the first round of just going through the initial results of that. So it would be interesting. I think those are all good things that we'll be looking at in the future in terms of the analysis of the data.
Did you see any difference in crop performance in this treatment,
yield? I didn't hear.
Did you see any difference in yield?
In the yield? There was there were a few differences in yield, but I think that the effect of the cover crop was so it had such a large impact that the yield was pretty good across all of them. So you could say that some of the additional manure and compost was maybe not even necessary in this case. The productivity of the cover crop?
No, the cover crop is carbon to nitrogen ratio.
Oh, the carbon to nitrogen ratio. There are some variabilities in those, but they were tried to be matched. And since it's a long-term study, the cover crops change over time. So it's so that's a separate effect. What I can say is that there's a huge effect if you go to the no cover crop system, which we have some across the road, not in the same experiment, but in a separate experiment, and there it's a huge effect on both yield and health.
How about the cover crop management? Do you mean the one cover crop management or different
time timing of,
the
Oh yeah, it's all mowed and flattened, and then right shortly before planting. Yeah. Out of time.
Any more questions? Kay. So I have a quick question since we have 30 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah. So okay. How do you think the carbon in the manure and the compost could affect some of the nitrification or denitrification potentials? Does that really play a role?
The carbon, yeah. Well, I think you would see probably just from general principle that you would think that you might see more denitrification potentials with the addition of the carbon availability being slightly higher, and in conjunction with higher nitrate at the same time. So,
thank you.